If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Hello Somebody, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia, where we rage against the machine, where we raise our voices against injustice and stand up for justice, where we embrace hope and joy with an optimism for a brighter, more just future. Each week, I'll be dropping knowledge, whether it's a solo episode from me or a hearty discussion with esteemed guests doing great things in spaces and places of politics, entertainment, social justice, and beyond. We get real, baby. I mean, really real. We get honest. We get up close and personal for you. Yes, you. Because everybody is somebody. Before we begin, I want to give a special shout out to my team. Thank you, Sim, Tiffany, Sam, and the team over at Good Juju Studios, Erica England, Pepper Chambers, the hot one, and my social media team.
So here we go, last solo of the season. Hello, somebody, because everybody is somebody. This is Nina Turner welcoming you to the show. And if you have been listening for the last two seasons, I want to let you know how much I appreciate you, how much I am vibing with you, how much I am sending all of my love to you. And if you are listening for the very first time, welcome, welcome to Hello Somebody. Please go back and watch the previous episodes. You will not be disappointed. So I don't know how I'm feeling today. This is the last episode of season two, and I'm in a reflective mood. I really am. And I wanted to share that with you. I am so grateful for the opportunity to have had two blockbuster seasons on the Black Effect Network on iHeartRadio. I got to give an extra special shout out to the man himself, the one and only Charlemagne the God. I want to thank him so much for his vision and for him seeking out talent from across the spectrum, is generational, political affiliation, no political affiliation, and especially for how he lifts women. I mean, he started off this joint, this network he started off with some incredibly strong and courageous Black women. And you know what? It means a whole lot to Black women when Black men lift us and promote us and push us. We should be lifting and pushing and promoting one another. And it is not about whether or not we always agree on every little or every big thing. It is a sense of solidarity, a sense of love, a sense of friendship, a sense of camaraderie. And I'm going to tell you something. Charlemagne, love you, baby. I want to thank President Bishop, who runs the Black Effect Network, Dolly, for just all of her encouragement, support, tutoring, you know, just guiding and leading. And she took this network to the next level. And I just appreciate her and the entire Black Effect Network team. To my team, my extra special team, to Sim, to Tiffany, to Ryan, oh my God, Pepper, Erica. Number love for y'all. This has been an incredible, incredible journey. And I could not be more pleased with what we have done and the vibes that we have been able to put out into the universe that will continue to ripple well beyond the two seasons of Hello Somebody. The entire team, past and present, Sam and his team on Good Juju, shouting y'all out too, baby. The sisters, Tina and Joelle, shouting you out too. Oh my God, there have been so many people who have impacted Hello Somebody, both in its genesis phase and even at this moment as we become a little more seasoned. I mean, 2-year-old is still pretty young, but I just want to thank each and everyone. And to the listeners, to people who've been with me, to those on Patreon as well, thank you so much for all of your support. It is just a reminder that none of us can do any great thing without each other. There will be people who spearhead, who lead, but when it comes down to it, if it's something great, if it's something magnificent, especially if it's something transformative, didn't happen by one individual. There are always other people involved in all of this. So just thank you so very much for being a part of Hello Somebody. So I was talking about the journey. I don't know, that word journey is on my heart today. So I do want to focus in on it. And I want you to come with me on this journey as we focus in on journey. And you all know, especially those of you who've been following me for a very long time, even beyond Hello Somebody, you do know that quotes are my love language. Oh, I love some good quotes. And so one quote that comes to mind for me right now, as I'm reflecting on this particular leg of the journey, is from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said the following: it's not the destination, it's the journey. I want you to wrap your mind around that just for a minute. It's not the destination, it's the journey. In other words, it's not the place that we're going to end up, but it's how we get there, what it took for us to get there. Every single step along the way to get there, that is what is most important. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And you know, life is not a destination, it is a journey. And we're going to have ups and downs and turnarounds and things that delight us and excite us, and also things that disappoint us and cause us great confusion. But it is absolutely in all of that, embedded and married and weaved into all of that, is an outcome that we did not necessarily expect. And in those outcomes come the victory. It's not a straight line. It is bumpy as hell. But how many of you can think about, or just think about it? Let me just affirm that. Think about moments in your life where you thought you wanted one outcome, but another one happened. And even in that outcome, ultimately things worked out. Have you had moments like that? Just think really hard. Just pause for a minute and think about the multiple times that you were going in one direction. The universe happened and it took you in another direction. And even if that alternative direction that you were not expecting to go on was not the most pleasant and delightful, when it was all over, when all was said and done, is it true that most of the time, not all the time, not 100% of the time, but most of the time, things worked out just fine?
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. with its powerful VC turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
There are some times where shit is just fucked up. And there is no way around that. Granted, got it. There are some things that cannot be explained away, prayed away, you know, and I'm a praying woman. I get it. But there are some times where stuff is just so messed up, so ridiculous that it's going to take a whole lot to move that mountain. Got that too. Ultimately, on most things that happen to us in our life, even the most unpleasant circumstances, with a few exceptions, because there are things that happen in life that is so effed up. I'm going to try not to curse too much. Y'all know I speak a second language, and that is it. I am very proficient in that language, and it's not French. This is pure, unadulterated English, Spanish, and maybe some French. But no, never will I say excuse my French. Excuse the multiple languages that I speak when it comes to cussing. I am very proficient in it. I revel in it. I'm not running for it from it. And nobody is perfect. And if I didn't curse, you know, then I would be basically perfect. So I must confess, I do curse and I enjoy it. And I want the cussing folks out there, can I get an amen? Not the pearl clutching folks, but the people who know sometimes a good cuss word or words clears everything right up. I'm thinking about, I don't know what movie it is, because I do see life through movies and songs and quotes. Can I get somebody who can relate to me on that? But it was some scene where somebody said, because I can't even remember what damn movie it is, but basically the line was, ain't nobody cussed you out today. Clearly, because the way you are comporting yourself, ain't nobody cussed you out today. Sometimes people need a good cussing out. Hello? Hello, somebody on that. All right, let me get back to the journey. I mean, this is part of the journey too. But if you really just take a moment. I'm feeling this thing. I got a certain vibe this morning. If you really, really go deep and you just think about it for a moment, didn't it work out? Did it work out? Yeah, it worked out. And things are going to continue to work out. Even in our darkest moments, I am one of those who do believe that there is promise in the problem. So let me go back to Ralph Waldo Emerson. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And I want you to vibe and feel. I want you to feel that journey that you're on. Take stock in where you are in your life right now and figure out, what's your journey in this stage of your life? Let me go to another quote. Life is a journey. It's not where you end up, but it's how you got there. See, that's a perfect marriage between what Ralph Waldo Emerson said as well. Life is a journey. We're going to affirm that. It's not where you end up, but it's how you got there. That is so important. What we do in between time, in the meantime, how did we get there? Did we get there strong? Did we get there sassy? Were we pushed over the line? Did we get there angrily? Did we take in every single message and pulse that was out there communicating with us? How did we get there? That is important too. Here we have another quote. Y'all know I'm stuck on journey right now. Nickten Namdio. I hope I pronounced that right. But this is what Nickten said. The journey of life is not about the destination, but about exploration. You see how all these different quotes about the journey, I've read three so far, they all have something in common. It is the steps that we took to get to said destination. That is what this thing is really all about. It is what is in between. You know, somebody once said that life from birth to death, because we all were birthed into this world and we all have that ultimate date with destiny. I mean, that's the ultimate. That is something that connects all of us, no matter how we identify. We were born and we will die at some point. And I'm not saying that to bring you down, but that's what all people have in common, no matter your economic strata, how you identify, religion, no religion, born date, death date. Born into the world date, leave this earth date. We all got that in common. But it is what we do at the dash moment, that in between the born day and the death day, what happens in between, that's where the magic is. That's where the power is. It's right there. And we all can decide whether or not we're going to begin again. Every single day is a new opportunity to begin again and 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 again. And I want you to block out the mofos, them mofos over there, no matter where they are, block them out, because every player is going to have a hater or two or three, or in my circumstance, thousands. Block out the haters, because most of the times, most haters wish they were you. And I am not referring to people who have some constructive criticism. I have air quotes, but I'm talking about people who always dipping in, always got something negative to say. They never have anything positive to say. See, those people are miserable. And you know the saying, misery loves company. They trying to bring you down with them. Don't go. You don't have to go. That's one journey you don't have to go on. And don't absorb. You know the difference between whether or not someone is telling you something to ultimately help your growth, or whether somebody is telling you something to fuck with you, to mess with you, to bring you down. And there are people like that. So block them people out and stay with the folks who are committed and dedicated to your ultimate well-being. That's it. And the types of people who are committed and connected to your well-being don't have to be yes people. But you know the difference. Because love should not hurt. That does not mean that it won't be unbearable sometimes, but it shouldn't cause you pain over and over and over and over and over and over again. And there are different stages and different types of love. Romantic love. The love that we have for our children. Or our relatives, the love, this universal love that we have for the world and people and animals and the ecosystem itself. Many, many different types and stages of love. There's a song in the African American Christian tradition. Love lifted me. That's what love is about. It's about the lift. But before we get to the lift, there may be some struggle. And struggle is okay, because it is part of life. Diamonds go through the fire, baby. Gold, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Please Be Patient With Me. That's another song. I'm feeling my spiritual, Nina. It's a song. Please Be Patient With Me. God is not through with me yet. When God gets through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. Now, I know everybody doesn't believe in God who's listening to me, and that's okay too. You do what you do, boo. I'm just doing what I'm doing. But that song came to mind. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. The universe is not through with me yet. But when it's through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. That means that refinement will set in for you. Is anybody feeling that with me? Can I get a hello, somebody? I'm feeling this thing. Sure enough, I am. I am. I am. The journey is what is in the dash. That is so vitally important. Let me bring up a Chinese proverb on journey as well. We're here on the journey. To get through the hardest journey, we need to take only one step at a time, but we must keep on stepping. Hello? To get through the hardest journey, we need to take only one step at a time, but we must keep stepping. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. It's reminding me of another quote from my beloved Harriet Tubman. Let me go ahead and pull that one up. I used to have this sucker memorized, but I want to make sure that I get it just right. All these things are connecting. Oh my God, just connecting. Do you feel the connection? I'm feeling it. Do you?
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So this particular quote from the one and only, the great Moses of her people herself, she said, if you hear the dogs, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, keep going. If they're shouting after you, keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. If you want a taste of freedom, keep going. That can mean so much for so many people from her vantage point and being an enslaved person who escaped the horrors of slavery. In other words, did not have to live the end of her days. What she endured, she had to live with for the rest of her life. But she took that dash point and she changed her reality. And then she went back into the South over and over and over again, helping to free her family and then other folks, because she knew she could not rest. She was on her mission. She was on her purpose, her destiny. That's the job, the assignment that God gave her to do. And she did it extraordinarily well. How many people do you know that would make any sacrifice like that? She was wanted. There was a bounty on her head. Do you understand that? We can't even get people in the 21st century to do the simplest things. And they don't have a bounty on their heads. They don't have to worry about people, a poster out there, wanted, dead or alive. Imagine how blessed we are, even in our stresses and our struggles in the 21st century. Because we don't have the kind of problems that Madame Harriet Tubman had. We don't have those kinds of problems. But even in all of that, she said, keep going. Her context was about escaping slavery, but we can take a new context to that. If you hear the dogs, keep going. If your bills are overwhelming you, keep going. Plot, plan, strategize, organize, mobilize, to quote my brother Michael Render, aka Killer Mike, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, people coming after you, talking trash about you on social media, doing things to try to pull you down, baby, keep going. I'm putting some 21st century on Sister Harriet Tubman. If they're shouting after you, people want to malign you, speak ill of you, try to roadblock you. Keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. If you want a taste of freedom. Freedom. of heart, soul, body, and mind. You must keep going. You can't ever stop. That's what this thing is all about. That's what this life is all about. We must forge something that is beautiful and magnificent, both on the micro and the macro level. Every single move that we make does not have to be on the macro level. To get to the macro level, we got to deal with the micro. We got to deal with ourselves. We got to deal with our family, our community. You know where I'm going. This is the journey. Life is a journey. And part of the journey should be pleasant. Every part of your life's journey should not be painful. If it is, we have a problem. And guess what? Problems can be solved. We can adjust. We can make change. We can do a new thing. We are not bound by today's reality. We can create a new reality. And in creating new realities, that means we got to put some sweat equity on this thing to be able to do it. To create new realities, we might have to pull in a team of folks to help us do that. That is where your family comes in, maybe, because everybody in your family ain't the one. This is where your extended family comes in, your friends. See, everybody is not meant for every assignment, but you know the types of people that you have in your life and in what particular order and ways that they could be helpful to help edify and lift you and also push you. Because in order to get strong, in order to be in fighting condition, you got to work the muscles. And that's the physical muscle, the spiritual muscle, and the mental muscle. It must be worked so that it can become strong. That's what this thing is all about. That is what this journey is all about. And so we're not going to run from it. Another quote about the journey. Life is a journey. Travel it well. Amen to that. Travel it well. Meaning put all of your heart, your soul, and your mind into this thing. That's what it's about. How about another one? Oh my God. This is Dolly Parton. Oh, can I just pause and say how much I love me some Dolly Parton? Now, I am not much into country music. I got a few songs that I like. I like The Gambler. That's one of my favorite because I just see life all up in this thing. No one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to run. Count your money while you're sitting at the table. It'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. I mean, we can put all kinds of stuff around that. And I love Tennessee whiskey, y'all. Woo! Okay, so here we go. Dolly Parton. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. Woo. Can we just pause? Can we just pause and let that fill the room? The way I see it, Dolly Parton said, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. Hello? Can y'all feel my vibration right now? I hope that you can. So this brings me to Brother Frederick Douglass, who talked about certain folks who want a whole bunch of stuff, but they don't want to go through nothing to get it. Very similar to what Dolly Parton just said. So I'm going to bring Frederick Douglass on into this. I must do this. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are people who want crops without plowing the ground. They want rain without the thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the roar of its many waters. The struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both, but it must be a struggle. Power can seize nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Now, so the part of that quote that is very relevant to what we're talking about, the journey and the struggles along the journey, is that if, in fact, you want crops, you got to plow the soil. That's work. That's sweat equity. If, in fact, you want the rain, you got to be able to endure some thunder and lightning. If you want to reflect on the beauty and the majesty of an ocean, you got to put up with the roars of it. That's it. Hello? This is the seminal lesson for us today as we reflect on journey. We are all going to go through something in this life, but we cannot have a testimony without a test. And it is that test that will define us, that shows truly what we are made of. That's it. That's it, baby. And that's all. I am sending so much love and so much light to each and every one of you. Please promise me that you are going to be the light for somebody's darkness. And we all have the obligation and the capacity to do it. Again, whether it's macro or micro, enjoy your life. Take care of you. Do the things that you need to do so that you can be a blessing to yourself first, to that own self be true, because you can't help other people. You can't pour into other people if you're not feeling and moving optimally. And when you are moving optimally, promise that you're going to be a blessing to somebody else. There's a lot of ratchet shit happening in this country right now. It is from the United States Supreme Court rolling back progress, whether it's Roe v. Wade or marriage equality or allowing big corporations saying that they can destroy our environment and there's nothing that the EPA can do, to the mass shootings, to people who cannot afford to pay their bills, they can't afford their health care, they don't have health care, to millions of children being in poverty, to 140 million people, either low income, very low income, or just flat out in poverty right now in this moment. There is so much happening in this country and in this world, and the pandemic and the fact that the coronavirus is mutating over and over and over and over again, and we mask and we don't mask and we're stressing the hell out. I get it and I understand it. I want you to know that there is still even promise in these problems that I am laying out. And then the post-traumatic stress that everybody is enduring one way or another. But if you are among the working class, especially the working poor, when things go wrong like they are right now, it hurts you even in a deeper way. We are going to have to find a way. It's the dash in between the birth date and the death date. We are going to have to find a way, both individually and collectively, to come together and use our energy and our synergy to make this world a better place. I do believe. I will continue to believe as I work that there is promise in the problem. And that we can take this very moment that we are in human history and do a new and great and powerful and beautiful thing. Are you with me, baby? I hope you are. Again, sending so much love and so much light. I want you to keep the faith and keep the fight. And thank you so very much for being on this Hello Somebody journey with me. Nothing but love.
Coming, the pain is numbing. Try to shoot for the stars if you gon' aim for something. Embrace the love for your brother and sister. Unity's the missing brush, we need to puzzle this picture. Let's paint it up, frame it up for the world to see. Hang the hatred up. Enough is enough, is enough. Making changes on us. Interna, her voice is the truth. Her wise words inspire the youth to keep their eyes on the roof. It's the end, never give up, keep conquering goals. To the eye, intelligence, silver, wisdom is gold. Back to the end, now is your time, stay firm, don't fold. To the A, all you need is the three bones, that's what Granny said. Now I'ma make sure these words from Granny spread. For all of here, just give her your ear. She can take you to the promised land, I swear. World peace is what they fear. From Queens to Cleveland, Ohio, we here. Famous.
Hello Somebody is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.